Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I talk often about the importance of trauma as a man. I think that if you were to find the most interesting or most capable men on the planet, they've had the most trauma-filled lives. I just think that trauma is what teaches you. We talked earlier about how you have to have lessons taught to you the hardest way. If you were to call a Navy SEAL and ask him to protect you going into a building full of assailants, you'd like to think that guy's been through some stuff. You'd like to see some scars, right? Lessons and trauma, and the more you go through, the better of a man you are. And if you were to find the best men on the planet, I guarantee they've been through a bunch of terrible things. And if you listen to podcasts from any of the most interesting people on the planet, usually they've had hard, terrible lives. And you can use that trauma to become a better person, or you can let that trauma consume you and destroy you. But I thank God for all of it, because it gave me endless power to become the person I am. The bad things that are happening to you are what you need to become the man that you want to be. When someone emails me and says, "This has happened to me," I'm like, "Good." "No, what do you mean good? It's terrible." How else are you going to become important? How else are you going to find endless fire to get up and struggle in the face of the competition that's out here in the world? How else are you ever, you're going to do all that with a nice, cushy life? If any man's honest with himself, think about the biggest transformative stages in your life. Think about the times you got the most work done. It was a bad part of your life. If you have a duty to your bloodline and a duty to your ancestors and you truly love your parents, how can you still be sitting at home playing video games being a lazy piece of shit? Don't you want people to remember them? Don't you want people to think, "Wow, who's this person who raised this amazing person?"
Do you have something to prove?
I think everybody on the planet has something to prove. If you walk through life and feel like you have nothing to prove, then you're a fucking loser. If you wake up each day and go, "I don't owe anybody anything, I don't have to prove anything to anybody," then you are a loser, because you are absolutely not the incorrect. You must prove yourself to other people. You must prove yourself to your bloodline, as we just discussed. You must prove yourself to God. God hates the lazy. He can't stand them. If he gives you all these genetic dispositions and these natural God-given gifts, if you have two arms and two legs and you can think and you're not trying your absolute best, that's the reason you're not lucky. He doesn't like you. He likes the people which show him the beauty of his own creation. He likes to give somebody building blocks and them to build something amazing. It's the best thing about being a man. You get to build who you are, right? You can decide if you want to be a funny comedian or a musician or a kickboxer world champion or fight the Matrix. You can decide whatever you want to be. God loves to see that. Those people, for some reason, seem to be enormously lucky, right? The person who goes, "I don't have to prove anything to God. I don't owe all of my ancestors any effort. You know, for 5,000 years, people were dodging saber-toothed tigers and catching the plague and running from Genghis Khan just for my stupid ass to be born. I don't owe them anything. I don't owe them a thing because I want to play video games." These people are fucking losers. You should walk through Earth with force inside of you. As I walked into this hotel reception, everybody looked. Not because they know who I am, but because as I move, Even if it's behind their head, people feel something and they go. It's an energy that comes from brutal competence. It's almost like an evolutionary thing where a rabbit can just smell a fox. It just knows. That's what happens when a predator walks in a room, even amongst humans. You pay attention next time you're in a restaurant. If a man who's truly dangerous walks in, nearly every other man kind of looks up at the same time. You feel it. You need to, or you don't survive. We've evolved with that to live. That's who I am. I couldn't imagine not being that man. I've done that because I've been trying to prove myself to my lineage my entire life. I wake up every day with something to prove. I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I wake up and think, fuck, more. I'm in fantastic shape, 4 times world champion, fighting the Matrix out here by myself, more. I will have to be braver. I must try harder. All I do is prove myself. So when I hear people go, I don't have nothing to prove, then you're a fucking loser. Peasants have never felt like they needed to prove anything, but kings felt like they needed to go and conquer land. Isn't that coincidental that the king, who already had it all, felt like he needed to go to some far-flung land and conquer it and take it and prove he's the king? But the peasants, oh, I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. You're a fucking loser, man. You're a dummy. I absolutely and utterly, completely have everything to prove to everybody all of the time. That's who I am. I will prove anything to anybody. If I sit and say X, I will prove it to anyone. I can be checked at any time. If someone were to come up to me in that lobby and argue with my ideas, I would have proved that my ideas are sound. If they would have attacked me, I would have destroyed them completely and absolutely. That's who I am. So yes, I have a lot to prove, my friend. I think the universe is absolutely and utterly giving. I've never seen anybody dedicate themselves to something completely and fail. I've never seen somebody eat right, go to the gym every day, train really hard, and not be in good shape. I've literally never seen it. The universe is extremely giving. If you actually try, and you actually want it, and you're actually not making excuses, lying, talking shit, you're gonna get what you want. So when I see people who don't have what they want, I consider them losers. And this may be elitist, I understand that. But if I put myself through endless pain to end up where I am, it's very hard for me to have sympathy on the man who's afraid of pain. You're avoiding pain. I've been through endless. I now have everything I've ever desired. You have none of the things you desire. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Because you took the easy way out? Am I supposed to look at you and go, oh, poor dude? No. You were a fucking coward. You didn't go through the shit I went through. You didn't put it on the line. So you deserve your substandard reality. That's what you deserve. You're a fucking loser. Because if you actually wanted it and you actually tried, you'd have it. You can have anything you want. Universe is super giving. You want a fucking Ferrari? You can have it. You want that bitch? You can have her. You can have anything you want on the planet. There's not a girl I look at that I want that I can't have. Not one. That's my reality. There's not a car I can't have. There's not a house I can't buy. If I want to go to a yacht, if I want to go to Antarctica, if I want, there's nothing I can't have. Bam. Because I've decided to become this man. It's the same for absolutely every single one of you at home. If you want it, you can have it. If you're sitting there saying, oh, but I tried my best and I still didn't get it, you're lying. You didn't try your best. That is a fucking lie. The universe gives it to everybody who genuinely tries. And I know that to be a fact because this world's competitive. We're all competing against each other. And the majority of people don't try. Like, I've achieved this amazing life and I've tried very, very hard. But it could have been harder. I mean, was it that hard? About 86% hard. It wasn't 100% hard. Why? Because the competition's zero. Everyone is a fucking loser. It's amazing to me. Everyone's a loser. I can say to somebody, listen, I'll make you a millionaire. Do this. Oh, yeah, but you know, the kids are home from school now. That's it. They're done. And then they'll sit and go, well, I really wish I had some money. You are a loser. I will sit here on this podcast, people will listen to me for hours, and I will say, listen, I have hundreds of millions of dollars, and I will teach you how to make money. CobraTech.com, I have a school, university, designed specifically to teach you how to make money. I clearly know how to make money. You clearly like what I say. You obviously believe I'm intelligent and integral, and I won't lie to you. And still, a whole bunch of people will sit there and go, yeah, anyway, next video. And then they'll say, can't afford a Ferrari. And wonder why. Like, they'll be confused in their minds how they didn't end up getting what they want. Because you're a fucking loser. That's why. And the majority of people are losers. And this goes back to why, when we were saying earlier, how I know the elites view us. Because I'm from a council estate in Luton, a single parent household. And I've only been rich 10 years or so. And I despise losers. So imagine you're a billionaire born into a family, a lineage which has controlled Earth for hundreds of years. Imagine how much they despise us. You think they give a fuck about putting a bullet in me? You think they're gonna have any sleep at night missed? You think they give a solitary fuck about you missing your fucking parents' funeral because of the common cold? They don't give a solitary shit. Why would they? Because I already know how I feel. when I listen to losers complain. Because this is what happens at a certain level of competence and power. You just get to a point where you're like, I'm tired of hearing your fucking excuses. That's bullshit. And you become to a degree, yeah, cold and psychopathic. It's true. That's what happens. And I get it all the time. I get thousands of emails a day. Everyone I grew up with, people I know, I get it all the time. They'll message me, hey man, you know, just unlucky. You are not unlucky. You are a lazy fucking loser. That's you are not unlucky. You're breathing. You're lucky. The unlucky ones are gone. You're alive and you are a lazy loser. So a loser is anybody who does not have everything they want at the drop of a hat. That's who I call a loser, because I have absolutely everything I could ever possibly desire. And if I wanted something that I couldn't have, I guarantee you we could speak again in a few months and I fucking have it. I guarantee you. Because if I want something and I can't have it, I can't sleep. When I was broke, I couldn't sleep. I don't know how there's broke people out here sleeping just fine at night. Going, oh, you know, inflation's 20%, gas prices are 6 times, everything on the news is a lie, I never stand a chance of ever getting rich, where's my pillow? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? I'd go to bed at night as a teenager and think, I looked it up on the internet. It was a Honda Civic Type R. I wanted one. It was like 38,000 pounds. I had no money. I had less than 50 pounds in my bank account. Couldn't afford it. Then I looked up how much a Ferrari cost, 210,000 pounds. And I said to Tristan, my cup brother, I was like, there are people with 210,000 pounds for a car. And he's like, yes, so? I'm like, no, so. How? If I worked my job for 6 years and saved every penny, if I walked to work and didn't eat, I couldn't buy this car. How are people doing this? I couldn't sleep at night when I was broke. I knew that everything was a lie. I knew the Matrix was lying to me. I knew I had to find a way out. I was sitting there going, I refuse to live my human years and be some second-class citizen, peasant, when there's people out here who get to do whatever the fuck they want. I couldn't tolerate it, and I was so uncomfortable that it gave me the motivation I needed to escape. But the people who go, oh yeah, nice Ferrari, yeah. Back to the TV. Dummies, losers. And the thing about the world is, we need losers. I'm not mad at losers. If that's the reality you've chosen to live, you get one spin in this version of life, and you decide you want to be a loser, that's fantastic, because I need, my cars need cleaning, you know? My hotel room needs cleaning. I have a party with all these beautiful women that's a bit of a mess. Please, go pick it up. Somebody needs to do that shit. I ain't gonna fucking do it. If I had to walk into a hotel room and clean up after some other man's party, I guarantee you I'd do whatever it fucking took to become rich so I didn't have to do that shit anymore. But you wanna do that for 20 years? Thanks, friend. Someone's gotta flip the fucking burgers. Someone has to make the fries. I want a happy meal now and again. But I don't feel sorry for you people, because you fucking deserve it, because it's a decision you made. You made that decision. If you're sitting at home and you say, I don't want to be a loser, you know what to do. I told you I'd escape the Matrix. CobraKidTape.com. You can join. I'll teach you. But if you're going to sit there and go, nah, maybe this guy with hundreds of millions of dollars is trying to scam me out of 25 pounds. All right, smart ass. Have fun at McDonald's. Get fucked. I have no sympathy for these people. Zero. There are 3 keys, I believe, to making. Word of the day. First one's perspicacity. Most people go through life and they do not pay attention. I've said this before and I want to stick by it because it's so important. You need to pay attention to every single time you spend money, because you cannot make money. You're not the Federal Reserve, you're not a government. Governments make money. All of us take money from somebody else or a business or a government. We take money from other things. So the easiest way to learn how to get good at taking money is to pay attention to every time someone takes money from you. So next time you buy a coffee, don't just buy the coffee and drink it and think nothing of it like every brokey. Don't do that. Say, okay, why am I buying this coffee? Okay, I want a coffee. All right, why am I buying here? Well, this is on my way to work. Is there any competition around? Do I also want breakfast? Do they sell breakfast? No, they don't sell breakfast. They could probably make some more money there somewhere. Anyway, I walk in, there's a long line. Why is there one member of staff? I'm low on time. I'm about to leave and not buy the coffee. They're about to lose money because it's taking too long. Most of the people in this line are businessmen. Why is there not a cute girl behind the counter? I bet if they paid a cute girl a little bit more, they'd still make a bunch more money because people come in here to talk to her. Think. And then what you'll do is, as you go through life, every time you spend money, is you'll realize the problem is not how to make money. The problem is how much time you have, because there's endless business ideas. There's endless ideas. I walk into a coffee shop, and by the time I've walked out, I already know exactly how to open up next door and outcompete them head to toe. I already have worked out how much is the rent, where are they fucking up, what are they not selling that they should be selling, what are they doing good, what are they doing bad, this chair is too hard, I'll wreck them. And I'll send it, and now my network is so powerful, which is the second point, network, I can send a few messages on WhatsApp and make a bank transfer. And 2 months later, there's a brand new coffee shop next door with my name on it, putting them out of business. So the first thing is you have to pay attention. Because if you pay attention, you'll start to learn that money is everywhere. Every building is owned. These are skyscrapers, bro. Billion, billion, billions, billions. Every apartment nowadays is a million. Million, million. You drive down a street in London, you're driving past trillions of dollars. There's money everywhere. It's all around us. When I was broke, I thought that the world was broke. I thought that there was no money. And then I got rich and realized that I was completely and utterly wrong. There's so much money. It's everywhere. If I go to try and buy a plane or a jet, they're always sold out. My yacht is a fucking 6-year waiting list. I want a Bugatti, they launch it, the email comes to my email address, 2 minutes later, gone. Like, there's so much money. If I want a diamond watch or a $1 million watch or $1 million Rolex, you can't get this stuff. There is so much money out there. Once you get to a certain echelon, you realize there's money fucking everywhere. So there's plenty of money in the world. People with no money are just not very good at taking it. So you need to start paying attention. It's the first thing. Second thing is network. It's hard to make money if you don't know anybody who has money. If you sit in a room full of ice cream experts and all they talk about is ice cream, how to make ice cream, the different flavors, how to store it, how to move it, how to sell it. Even by accident, if you hang around with these people long enough, when someone asks you a question about ice cream, guess what you're gonna know the answer. You're gonna say, you know what? That's because it's pistachio and that needs to be 2 degrees higher than chocolate. And you're gonna look like a smart ass. So if you sit in a room full of people who are making a bunch of money, everyone understands this. Your network is your net worth. You're the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Everybody understands this. And then they still hang around with fucking losers because they're dummies. You're right, I am the sum of the 5 people I spend the most time with. Anyway, this is my friend Nick. He's so funny when we go drinking because he gets really drunk. Losers. I don't talk to anybody who is not winning. Everybody whose phone, every phone call I will answer, if I answer a phone call, it is from a winner. I don't talk to losers. Everyone I talk to is rich. Everyone I talk to is making money. Everybody. If my entire reality is full of multimillionaires making money, how am I not gonna make money? And this is why network is so important, is because it's the same reason that wolves hunt in packs. If you're a lone animal, you have one set of eyes. But if you're a pack, you're watching every single angle, every single side. Perhaps I might miss something. I'm as perspicacious as possible. But one of my friends identifies that the war in Ukraine is going to change and the Russian ruble is going to pump. And you can make a bunch of money on a Forex trade, for example. I may not have noticed, but he'll notice. Now I've made a bunch of $1 million for getting a text message. Right? Because I have friends who are paying attention. All of us are paying attention. So your network is super important. That's another thing. We'll go into this.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
because I have something called the War Room, which is also on CorporateTake.com. I let people read for themselves. But that's my private network. And we specifically talk about money. and a few other things. But that's
is that like more like a mastermind?
It's the real world's how to make money, and the war room's what to do with money, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all on corporate.com. I don't want to get off track, but it's there. But second is network. And third is to identify the reason why you don't have as much money as you want so far. And there's one of three reasons. You are either lazy, stupid, or arrogant. Those are the only three reasons anyone is poor. And you have to identify and choose which one it is. The majority of people are not the one they think they are. The majority of people are the one I'm about to say at the end. So let's start with lazy. There are a lot of lazy people. The unfortunate reality about money is that you are competing. So it's player versus player. It's like anything in the world. If you want that beautiful girl, so does everyone else. You have to win the competition. You want that car, you have to get it first. You want that money, everyone wants that money. You have to compete. It's competitive. Business is competitive. You are competing against people like me. You're competing against people like the people in my network. You're competing about people who only talk about money, who understand money very well, who operate in jurisdictions all around the planet, who are extremely well connected, who know things before you know them, who have mass influence and mass power and mass resource. You're competing against me. This is what you must understand. You're not waking up going, I want to make some money. You're competing against people like me. You're competing against billionaires. You're competing against hedge funds. How do these hedge funds keep growing? Where are they getting that money from? From the brokies. They're robbing you. They're robbing all the poor people from the pension fund, dummy. That's where they get it from. This is who you're competing against. So the competition is absolutely and utterly fierce. Understanding that you're a man with a small pistol up against a mighty army. If you want to add a little bit of laziness on top, you're fucked. So when I say people are lazy, they go, I'm not lazy. I work hard every day. You work 8 hours a day? You work eight? The fuck? If I'm awake, I'm working. I'll be driving my Bugatti Chiron through Dubai, working. I'm texting at the same fucking time. I don't take a second off. I don't take a minute off. I don't relax, I don't rest, I don't stop, I don't chill, none, ever. I'm either asleep or at work. That's it. Second I wake up, I check my phone, I begin working. I go to the gym in between sets, I am working. I'm online working the entire fucking day until the second I go to sleep, I am at work. That is all I do. And you are at home competing against me and you want to watch a movie tonight and then say you're not lazy. You're fucking lazy and you're gonna lose forever. That's laziness. Next is stupid. I don't think many people are actually too stupid to be rich. You can be below average IQ and still get very rich. A very small percentage of people are too dumb to be rich. The slave minds, they'll never be rich because the matrix tries to keep you poor because when you're poor, you can't think, like we talked about earlier. So everything the media tells you is designed to make you poor. They want you broke and struggling. Because if you rely on the government for food stamps, then you can't argue with the government, can you? So that's what they want. So anyone who believes in the matrix and believes in media and believes in the lies they're told, anyone who sits there and goes, that's true, that it's literally designed to make you broke. That's why it's all a scam. Do your GCSEs, do your A-levels, get in debt, go to uni, get out, get a shit job, get a mortgage. Don't worry, when you've paid that mortgage off when you're 61, then you'll have enough money to go to Spain for holiday. Then your pension comes. Oh, government doesn't have the pension money anymore. Funny enough, hedge fund stole it.
Pay half your money in your life in tax.
Oops-de-doops. And then you wake up one day and go, whoa, I just got fucked. So the whole scam, the whole story is a lie because they want you broke. They don't want you rich. If you're rich, you won't listen to them. So all of it's a fucking lie. And intrinsically, we all know this, right? When I pull up in one of my dirty cars, to a gas station and people look at me and they see a Lambo or a Ferrari or a Bugatti or a Koenigsegg, whatever I'm driving, nobody goes, wow, he went to school. No, they think drug dealer, gangster. They're thinking he broke the rules because anyone who follows the rules doesn't get shit. It's all a scam. It's all a fucking lie. So the slave minds are fucked, but those are the only ones who are too stupid to make money. Anybody who understands that the Matrix is lying to them is smart enough. So very few, very small percent are too stupid. Inside of our school, at the height of it, before the Matrix attack, we're relaunching now, we had 175,000 students.
Wow.
We had 175,000 students. Maybe 2,000 we kicked out for being too stupid. It's step by step. Do this, do that, do this, and don't be lazy. The fuck? It's not that hard, right? So stupid's not the problem. So we have people who are lazy, very few are stupid, but the majority, the main reason most people are broke is because they are arrogant. I will sit here and say all the things I've said. I will do this, take time out of my life for free. Somebody at home will watch and digest it for free. They will agree with the things that are being said, or at least be entertained enough to continue to watch. And then I'll say, I'll teach you how to make money online. CobraTake.com, you can join the real world. And they'll sit there and go, nah, I'll do it myself. They're arrogant. They have these egos from fuck knows where because they didn't earn it. And they're just too arrogant to listen to anybody. I became world champion by listening to my coach. I didn't become world champion by walking in and saying, I'll do it myself. That's not how you get anywhere in life. You have to listen. If Mike Tyson were to walk in, or if Elon Musk were to walk in here and talk to me about money, I wouldn't be sitting there going, I can do that. I'd be like, oh, Mr. Elon, richest man in the world. Hello, very nice to meet you. Please, even though I already understand I don't want to launch a car brand or put rockets in space, please, you must know some things I don't know. How do you deal with the currency fluctuations? Does inflation impact how much it costs for you to send a rocket into space? Like, I'd ask him something that's useful, right? But some people are so brutally arrogant that they'll sit here and they'll listen to all the things I said, and they'll agree that I'm intelligent, they'll agree I'm massively successful, but they'll sit there and go, yeah, but you know what? I'll do it myself. I don't want to join that school because, you know, I'll do it myself. They're arrogant. Everybody's fucking arrogant. I sit with people who I used to go to school with from Luton who are still broke and tell them how to make money. And you know what they do? They answer back. Yeah, but you know, it's not that simple because, you know, the wife gets the kid, da, 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 and you know what? And I don't like to do things that way. The way I like to work, the way you like to work is why you're fucking broke. So what the fuck are you talking about? You just sat here and wasted 10 minutes of my time. I told you how to take your business of painting and decorating or whatever the fuck you're doing and make a serious amount of money. And now you're telling me the way you like to work, then stay fucking broke. The fuck you want me to do? What level of arrogance? But this is people. They'll sit with a multimillionaire and tell you their view. Oh, I think that the... Know when you're outqualified and accept it and learn. So we all do. I'm not going to get... I can't play piano for shit. The piano teacher walked in here and said, this is what you do. And I said, well, I like to move my hands this way. What kind of dumbass? But this is the arrogance people operate under. So I'd say 20% of people are lazy. 20 to 25%. A large portion of the world are not lazy. They're actually working exceptionally hard, but they're doing the wrong thing. 5% of people are too stupid. So say 25%, 5% is 30%. But 70% of people are brutally arrogant, and this is why they are poor. That's the truth. I'm not saying feeling depressed is not real. Everyone feels depressed. I'm saying the idea of depression as something you cannot control is a dangerous idea and paradigm. The reason so many people are committing suicide is because the Matrix is telling you that if you feel depressed, you cannot fix it. They tell you that depression is a disease that you can catch from the sky no matter how fantastic your life is, and you have no control over it. And I argue that absolutely. The reason the Matrix wants you depressed and sad is because when that happens, you are selfish. If you're depressed and sad, you only care about yourself. You don't care about your community or your family. You don't care about the world. You do not stand up for anything. You will accept being fucked in the ass like Drew Geordie. You'll accept any amount of garbage they want to give you, any Matrix slave mind programming, because you're too busy being sad to resist. This is why they tell you that when you are depressed, it is a disease. It is not a disease. You're depressed because your reality is depression, depressing. The truth is, if I lived the reality that most of these depressed people live, I'd be depressed. Your reality is depressing. You wake up, your wife doesn't love you, your kids don't respect you, there's no milk in the fridge, and you're almost dead. Of course, you're depressed. You're running out of time. You never had any fun or adventure. Andrew Tate's out here with all his supercars, living the life. We're here in Dubai doing a podcast. You're a brokey. Of course you're depressed. That's because your reality is depressing you. The depression is something deep in your heart and soul telling you that you need to change things. That is the unlimited trauma, the power I was talking about earlier that you can take. Take all of that depression and convert it into unlimited energy to fix your life. Energy cannot be destroyed, it can only be converted. Take the depression and turn it into motivation. And all of a sudden, you'll see how fantastic your life is. A guy emailed me saying he was depressed, he was gonna kill himself. And I said, listen, before you do that, get a six pack. He said, what are you talking about? You're fat? Get a six pack. If you still feel like killing yourself, good luck. By the time he sent me pictures of a six pack, it was long emails thanking me how I saved his life. His reality was depressing. Of course you feel depressed if your reality is depressing. If your reality is fantastic, you won't feel depressed. I guarantee there's a whole bunch of people you can give $1 million to and the depression will disappear. The argument against that is why the famous people kill themselves, which I'm about to answer in a second. And the answer to that is actually going into the broader point. that the way the Matrix teaches about depression, they're trying to teach you to be helpless. They're teaching you that you cannot fight against it unless you take pharmaceutical drugs. And I say that it is not real in that paradigm, and that believing that is the case is going to destroy you. Having no hope will prevent you from fighting back. They're telling you it's hopeless, and it is not. If you do not believe in depression, like I do not believe in depression, no matter what bad things happen to me and how bad and depressed I feel, I know I can fix it. That will make me fight harder than if I believe I cannot fix it. The reason that rich people kill themselves is because they buy into this paradigm completely. They go to a therapist and the therapist says, you have depression. It's not your fault. It's a disease that nobody can fix and I can't help and nobody can help. Then they give them a bunch of mind-altering drugs. Then they sit them there in therapy to talk about all the bad things that's ever happened to them. Let me tell you something. If someone told me that I felt shit and I couldn't help it, no matter what I did about my life, gave me a bunch of mind-altering drugs, and then sat me down to repeat all the bad shit that ever happened to me for hours and hours a day, I'd kill myself. There gets to a point where it just ain't fucking worth breathing anymore if you're gonna believe in that bollocks. But if you wake up and go, you know what? They're saying this is a disease, but I don't accept that paradigm. I don't believe in it. I believe that I can fix this myself. I believe if I change my reality and create an experience of life that I am absolutely not really satisfied by, I will no longer feel depressed. You will cure most of your own problems. Take two men, put them in two individual haunted houses. Haunted houses. One believes in ghosts, one doesn't. There's a loud noise in the night. The one who believes in ghosts wakes up and is paranoid, is afraid, can't sleep, is sitting in the corner of the room shaking. The one who doesn't believe in ghosts goes back to sleep. It is the belief in the ghost which punishes him, not the ghost itself. If you do not believe in depression, you can never be depressed. That's why I don't believe in it. And to go into a broader point about all of that, I don't even give a shit if I'm wrong. Because I've adopted a mental model that makes me ultimately and utterly competitive in all realms of human endeavor. And if by me not believing in depression, I am better at fighting the idea of being depressed, if I am better at making myself feel happier, if I am better at regulating my emotions by not believing in an idea, then I'll continue to stay wrong. I do not believe in things that take power away from me. I believe in things that make me more powerful. I will not sit here and start believing in ideas that are going to reduce my competence. Absolutely or utterly not. So I don't give a shit what scientist, doctor, I don't give a fuck who you put in front of me and try to convince me I am wrong. I don't believe in it because I am more competitive in this realm. And for the people who believe, if you and I go through the same terrible experiences, the same level of heartbreak and trauma, I guarantee your belief will destroy you when mine won't. And why would you believe in an idea that is against you? Why would you let your own mind become your enemy? Don't people understand that the entire world, the entire matrix is against you? If you can't control your own mind, what chance do you have? Every single ounce of my body is on my side. My mind is my ally, all the way down to my feet, my fingers, every single part of me is absolutely and utterly on the same team. We are a united front against the enemies of freedom. How can I have my own mind betray me and tell me that I can't do something? I don't give a fuck if I decide to jump off this building. If I decide I'm not gonna die, I am not gonna die. My own mind will not betray me. Perhaps I'm wrong, but I believe that I stand a better chance of survival if I believe I will survive, as opposed to thinking I will certainly die. People underestimate the power of the mind. I do not believe in anything that takes power away from me. And another thing I do not do is adopt the thinking of people who are sad. When I say this, depressed people send me long emails trying to convince me I am wrong. Why the fuck would I want to think like you when you don't want to live? Why would I want to think like you when you want to kill yourself and I'm perfectly fine? Adopting the thinking of somebody who doesn't want to live anymore is probably the most stupid, asinine, inane, childish, ridiculous thing a functioning adult can do. If you're depressed, I don't want to think anything like you. So take your opinion and get fucked. My primary goal when I speak is to make people think. This is why I am deliberately provocative sometimes. Sometimes it's why I swear, like we discussed earlier. Because by saying things that jolt people's brains a little bit, they might slow down and think and absorb. If I sit and I don't talk as aggressively or quickly or compendiously or concisely, or if I don't swear, then it's very easy for it to go in one ear and out the other. So my talking style is designed to disrupt. So it seems like I'm on the exact right show, the place I'm supposed to be.
Amen.
Every single thing about civilized society is underpinned on violence. The idea that violence will eventually appear is the only reason any of this works. If I drive through Dubai too fast, the camera will go off and I'll get a speeding ticket. If I ignore the speeding ticket, they'll add money to the speeding ticket. If I don't pay that, they'll send a bailiff. If I tell him to get fucked, they'll send the police. If I tell them to get fucked, they'll arrest me. If I refuse, violence. It doesn't matter what law, what tax code, what anything you can think of. If you disobey long enough, it comes back to the bottom line. The bottom line is always violence. So if you talk to somebody and they don't listen, if you try and reason with somebody, they won't listen. You try and bribe someone, they won't take it. It gets to a point where there's one answer left. Well, then teach them a lesson. A lot of people live inside of the matrix completely. Money is stage one to escaping the matrix. You can't think for yourself and talk the things you believe if you need that wage and that person tells you to shut up. All I'm trying to do is talk to the people who understand what I'm saying is right. When I say these things, there are going to be certain amounts of people who listen to this and think I'm crazy. He's crazy. And there's going to be people who listen to it and go, yes, finally. Finally, I understand. Finally, I know what to do. I've felt this for so long. I've looked around me and knew that this shouldn't be my life. I knew that they're lying to me. I didn't know what to do. Now he's told me what to do. Those are the ones I'm interested in. And they can join the real world inside of CobraTake.com. I'll see them there. Anybody who thinks I'm crazy, that's fine. I'm crazy. Don't worry about me. I'm a crazy misogynist. The news has never lied to anybody. Every war ever started, the reason the news told you, that's why it started. It's not like every single one's been a false flag since the beginning. Every single narrative that they've tried to purport upon you is not to control you. It's because they want you to know the truth because you're so important. Don't worry. So if the media's lying about me, they must be right. Why would they lie? Why would they try and convince people that the world's most influential man is somehow bad? It's not because, you know, they're worried he has influence and might push the world in a good direction. Of course not. No, it's because he's such a bad guy. That's why he has no criminal record. No girls come forward saying I've done anything to anybody. No victims of any kind. And somehow I'm evil. And the people who believe this garbage are slave.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.